It is time for picks. NFL Week 5 is here. Malzy, me, Donnie, in a battle to the finish, which is a long ways off. I'm off to a red-hot start. These guys aren't doing half bad themselves. And away we go with another week of picks. Malzy, you're making noises.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can say that I'm doing pretty badly. I just had an ofer in week 4.
Oh, yeah, you are doing bad. You suck.
Donnie with 2 points last week. You had 4. You have 16 for the year. Donnie has 12 for the year. I am still stuck on 9. This is not great for old Malzy. It's getting late early out there.
Tonight's game is in Atlanta, where the Falcons, who the Steelers beat in week 1, are 2.5-point favorite against Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers. I'm going to take Atlanta here. They are a 2.5-point favorite. I will lay the points less than a field goal with them. Tampa has been great at home. The wins they had against Philly and Washington. The Washington win looks better and better. Atlanta just beat New Orleans in Atlanta last week. Their defense has played much better than anybody thought. Those two additions, Judon and Simmons, have helped. We know how much Artie Smith loves Jesse Bates. I liked Atlanta to win the division before the season started. If that's going to come true, they got to win a game like this tonight. Atlanta minus 2.5. Don?
Yeah, I think we could be in for one of the better Thursday night football games that we've gotten so far this season. I don't think it's one where Al Michaels is joking with Kirk Herbstreit down the stretch about the over-under or how important a field goal is to put a team up 8 or 9 points in a game. I think we end up getting a pretty good one. I will take Atlanta as well, minus the 2.5. I did do something, however, in my fantasy football leagues, multiple, where I had Patrick Mahomes as the starter. I had to bench him. I got Baker behind him, man, and the dude has been a machine.
Damn.
So I'm hoping for – I think this will be a fun one, hopefully offense-filled. But I like Atlanta to get the job done at home and even things up in that division.
Malzy?
So I thought about, after an 0-for week, do I just pull a George Costanza, and whatever my gut tells me the pick is, I just reflexively do the opposite. Well, my gut tells me Tampa Bay is the pick here, but I'm not going to go full Costanza, not this early in the year. I just think the better quarterback's playing for the Buccaneers. I'm very antsy about how they're going to handle success, having dominated Philly last week, but better quarterback, small number. I think Tampa can win it outright, or I think it could come down to maybe Atlanta needing another Younghoe Koo long field goal to win a close game by 1 or 2 points. So I will take the Buccaneers.
All right, Malzy, the dissenting pick there, and he needs to make up ground, so probably smart all the way around. Donnie, AFC North action. We're not seeing a lot of early season AFC North action. This is the first really encounter between these teams. Ravens and Bengals in Cincy and Baltimore, coming off of that pasting of the Bills, is a 2.5 point road favorite, but it is hard, despite home losses, to go against Joe Burr.
Yeah, and you maybe wonder if the Ravens have a little bit of a hangover after such an impressive win last week. I mean, they put their stamp down as one of the best teams in football, despite what the record says. I just really have concerns with that Cincinnati defense. I may not like Joe Burrow's nicknames. I think the guy's a hell of a quarterback. I just think that since he will have trouble simply keeping up with Baltimore in this game. I think the Ravens could get out to a big lead. Maybe they see it diminish a little bit, but hold on. I will take the Ravens minus the 2.5 on the road.
Malzy?
Very hard game to pick. Again, a second straight game this week that I don't feel comfortable with. The Ravens' rushing attack just feels like it could roll over that team, like Donnie said. And then I'm just reminded that in the NFL, whatever you think's going to happen usually doesn't. Oh, the Steelers should have their way with the Colts physically. Whoops!
Bless you.
That was a cough. I think I have a piece of pepper in my throat.
Oh,
like
no?
Literal pepper the spice. Anyway, I'm going with the Bengals. I don't know if the Ravens have really had to deal with a team that has the high-quality receiver talent and a quarterback who, by the way, has way better numbers against them than either of his other two AFC North foes. Burrow usually plays his best. Baltimore's way better than 2-2, but Cincinnati's way better than 1-3, and so I think they're going to win a semi-desperate game at home.
Yeah, I picked against them last week versus Carolina, and they were great offensively. That's now 2 weeks in a row. I think they can keep up with Baltimore's offense. I don't expect a lot of offense played in this game. That's why the total is 49 points. I can't quit Joe Burrow no matter how hard I try, so I will take the 2.5 points at home for the Bengals trying to even up the Ravens in the standings. The Browns are in Washington. Jaden Daniels becoming one of the biggest stories in the NFL. And Washington is a 3-point favorite, Mulsey.
I'm taking Washington. If you had to ask me to name an MVP through four games of the season, I'd go Jaden Daniels. He'd win Offensive Rookie of the Year and he'd win MVP. I think he's been the best player in the league. There has not been a quarterback who has completed 80-plus percent of his passes through any four-game stretch ever since 1950. I'm sorry, 82%. He's just above Peyton Manning, one of the only other guys to do it. Their last 25 possessions, three have been end of the half or end of game. 20 have resulted in either touchdowns or field goals. There's been one punt and one pick. And the Browns are losing guys left and right. I think that Washington proves they are very much for real. I think they handle a bad Cleveland team in their own building.
I think the Browns are better on the road than they are at home. And I think that there's going to be some mounting pressure on Daniels. The one aspect of the Browns that I actually like, and there are not many, is their defensive coordinator. I like Schwartz. I think the Schwartz will be with the Browns in this game. I think the pressure they put on Daniels will be something unlike he has seen yet this year. And I expect him to come back down to earth. I don't think a rookie will play almost perfect football for five games. That's asking too much. And Deshaun Watson has said it multiple times. He likes it better on the road because he doesn't get booed there. I think the Browns actually go to Washington and win this one outright, Donnie.
I mean, he kind of crapped his pants on the road last week, too.
Well, but yeah, that was Vegas, and they always get their stadium invaded by fans.
So that doesn't actually apply. So the Browns are better
Vegas.
On the road.
Except for Vegas.
It applies in 30 out of 31 other stadiums.
I simply don't trust Deshaun Watson. I mean, and yeah, I think points on both sides are valid about Jaden Daniels. The guy is playing out of his mind, and you wonder, okay, it's got to come back down a little bit, you know, riding this high that Washington is riding. But I just simply do not trust Deshaun Watson to get the job done. Can Cleveland keep it close? Maybe. But I think Washington, the way that offense is going right now, it's one of the best offenses in all of football. Not just out of the NFC, not just in its own division. I think the Commanders are going to win this game by more than three. I'll take them giving a field goal.
Monday night, the Chiefs host the Saints. Kansas City, a big favorite. They have not beaten many teams big. This is a 5.5-point number. New Orleans has lost 2 in a row after their 2-0 start where they put up big points. I'm going to take Kansas City -5.5. I will lay it here. I'm still waiting for them to have a big offensive performance. I think we get closer to that in this game. I know Rashee Rice is out. I think that means more Travis Kelce. I think their running backs are getting comfortable. We'll see if Kareem Hunt joins the fray. And I love that defense, probably the best in the NFL, and definitely the most underrated. I'm going to lay the points with Kansas City -5.5. Donnie?
I'm going to go New Orleans here. It could get ugly for them, sure. And my guy Derek Carr, who's cooled off a bit after his MVP-like start that was a couple of years too late for me. But the Chiefs are still kind of in that, like, I don't care mode. I'll wait until it's late December or January mode, and then I'll start to turn it up. They just lost their top target on the entire season last week. Travis Kelce, yeah, he had a better week against the Chargers. He was doing basically nothing, though, before that. I think New Orleans can keep it close enough. Do I think they're going to win the game? No. But I think it's another case of somewhat sizable spread that Kansas City doesn't quite cover, so I will go New Orleans +5.5.
Balls?
I don't know what it is about this week's games. I just feel horrible about pretty much all of them. Mm. I'm going to go with Kansas City here just because I think a team that I feel ultimately is going to win a third straight Super Bowl has to start looking like a team that's going to win a third straight Super Bowl at some point. And I think the Saints are more frauds than not. They score 91 points in two games, and then they pretty much go right in the toilet the next two games. I don't buy that team. I don't buy Derek Carr.
Donnie, you get to make your first Moneyball pick. Two-pointer, take any game on the board.
This is one that has a pretty decent spread, and I just think the offense that is the underdog in this game is and has been better than expected coming into 2024. I'm going to go Arizona +7 at San Francisco. I know that the 49ers easily took care of New England last week. That was a big spread, but let's be honest, New England stinks. We got to be getting closer and closer to seeing Drake May as the minutes tick off the clock every time a game kicks off. Arizona's offense, I think, can keep them in it. I think they have some pretty good pieces there. Murray could blow up, but he could also have a big game. I will take the Cardinals plus 7.
Malzi, your two-pointer.
Just a lot of hideous choices here, but you know what? I'm actually going to lay 3 points with the only winless team left in the NFL. Give me the Jags, minus 3. Ooh. The Colts are flying high. Oh, look at us. We got Joe Flacco. We beat the Steelers. They were undefeated. Look at us. Aren't we great?
Doug Peterson's last stand.
Yeah, Peterson's last stand. If they lose, I think he's getting fired. I mean, it doesn't look good. He called out his players. He said, Press Taylor's play calls are fine. Maybe these guys should go make a play. We can't go make the plays for them. I think they will get a one-game reprieve. I think they will win somewhat impressively over the Colts, and the executioner's sword won't swing down on Peterson just yet.
I'm going to go with an all-time contrarian pick. I'm going to take the Jets plus 2.5 against the Vikings. I think weird things can happen in London. I think if this game were in Minneapolis and it was just a normal game, I would like the Vikings even more. You also have the nerves of one Sam Darnold going up against the team that he failed with, and I think that might rattle him a little bit. Aaron Rodgers, very comfortable against the Vikings. I think he's due for a bounce-back game after they scored only 9 last week in the rain against the Jets. I think Breece Hall has a better game, and I think they also might get a pep in their step from knowing Devontae Adams is a Jet by the time this game kicks off. Not going to play, but probably in the fold for them. Jets plus 2.5. Donnie, you have to pick the Sunday nighter early because of your high school football responsibilities. Steelers are laying only 2.5 against the Cowboys, who are devastated by injury.
Week 4 last season, the Steelers got their asses kicked on the road against an AFC South team. That team, the Houston Texans, ended up being the big surprise of football last year. This year, week 4, they mostly get their ass kicked. They made it closer at the end thanks to the offense against another AFC South team, the Indianapolis Colts. They rebound in week 5. They have a little bit more serious level of practice throughout that week, and they bounce back with a big win. I think they do that here. I think the Steelers win this game. I know it's Cowboys desperation mode. You watch anything on ESPN or Fox, I mean, they're licking their chops at this matchup given the two brands involved. I think the Steelers win this game, and they cover the 2.5.
We'll make our Steelers and Cowboys picks Friday afternoon. Thanks for listening to Pony and Muller Picks on our podcast.